This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump, infected with the coronavirus, declared from the White House on Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden. The president wrote on Twitter that he's looking forward to the match scheduled for Thursday, October 15th in Miami, Florida. It will be great, he said. Mr. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday and was hospitalized for 72 hours between Friday evening and Monday evening. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall-style event, during which he and Mr. Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Mr. Trump arrived back at the White House Monday evening. His personal physician, Dr. Sean Conley, said in a statement on Tuesday that the president had, in his words, a restful first night at home, and today he reports no symptoms. Monday morning on social media, Mr. Trump wrote that the coronavirus in most populations is, quote, far less lethal than seasonal influenza. Facebook later deleted that message. Facebook spokesman confirmed the removal and said the company removes, quote, incorrect information about the severity of COVID-19. Twitter restricted Mr. Trump's tweet, applying a warning label that noted it violates the social media platform's code about spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19. Vice President Mike Pence, who has tested negative for the virus, is making campaign appearances this week. Wednesday, he'll face off against Senator Kamala Harris of California, the Democratic vice presidential nominee. You're listening to VOA News. Top U.S. military leaders, including Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, are self-quarantining after contact with a top U.S. Coast Guard official, Vice Commandant Charles Ray, who has tested positive for coronavirus. Pentagon officials confirmed to VOA that all the service chiefs who attended meetings with Ray at the Pentagon last week have tested negative for the virus early on Tuesday. A Pentagon spokesman told reporters the leaders are self-quarantined, quote, out of an abundance of caution. He emphasized that none of those in contact with Ray are experiencing any symptoms of illness. Officials say it's unclear where Ray was exposed to coronavirus. Kyrgyzstan's Central Election Commission annulled results of the country's parliamentary election on Tuesday as opposition groups took control of government buildings while protesting the election. Members of several opposition parties said they plan to oust President Sooronbay Jeenbekov and establish a new government. The Central Asian country is a strategically vital location that hosts a Russian airbase as well as a large gold mine controlled by Canada. The commission's invalidation of Sunday's election followed mass protests that erupted in the capital of Bishkek and in other cities. During those demonstrations, hundreds of people were injured. One person died. The chief of the election commission told the Interfax news agency that the election results were annulled to, quote, prevent tension in the country. Armenia and Azerbaijan are accusing each other of targeting civilian populations in a dangerous flare-up over the disputed separatist enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. As the conflict intensifies in a second week of renewed fighting, diplomats from Moscow to Paris are scrambling to try to persuade the warring sides to agree to a ceasefire. But missiles and rockets continue to rain down. The enclave is inside Azerbaijan's borders, but enjoys de facto independence and has an Armenian majority. It hasn't seen such heavy clashes since the early 1990s, when as many as 30,000 people lost their lives before a ceasefire largely brokered by Moscow. Three scientists have won this year's Nobel Prize in Physics for their discoveries related to black holes. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said Tuesday it gave half the $1.1 million prize to Roger Penrose of Britain for using math to prove that black holes are a direct consequence of Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity. Germany's Reinhard Genzel and Andrea Ghez of the United States shared the other half of the prize for the discovery of a supermassive compact object at the center of the galaxy. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.